Alright, we have four reload maps now, which means I can make a thumbnail with four corners. To preface, I don't think there's a bad reload map. It's like ranking your children or something. I wouldn't know because I hate children. I don't hate Venture. In fact, I actually really like it. But as more maps came out that overtook it on my list, I feel like it's appropriate to give this the last slot while still honoring it. This is a great starter map. Fortnite chose three of the most famous POIs from Chapter 1, not surprising there. Trump Tower finally came back since it was absent during Season OG.
Hello, Peter.
This building with the vending machine, this bridge, and this shack by Little Loot Lake hosted some of the most bloodiest and goriest wars I've ever fucking seen. I think this map is intentionally more bare bones compared to the other maps on purpose, given that they had to put something out when this mode launched. And with that, its age is showing for sure, but it's endearing to say the least.
It's all old and dried out, like that man right there.
I have an interesting relationship with Oasis. At first, I loved it, obviously because of recency bias, but then I hated it because it just seemed like there was just no cover at all, and that might be true in a lot of areas, but the same could honestly be said for Venture. I eventually grew out of that mindset, and now I love Oasis. And it's not even just that, the POIs on this map are way better than Venture's. The shaft areas in general having underground aspects to it is really fucking clever. In Tilted, you can normally hide in the tall ass buildings, it's easier to be a rat in Tilted. Paradise only really has one tall building to rat in, and even then it's so chaotic and hilarious when people fight over this fucking tower like a game of King of the Hill. Aside from the Squid Game map, this was the only reload map that essentially had two different biomes at the time, and the grass biome holds some really unique POIs. Irma Gurr, this dino is so derpy. Why you no like tacos?
Tacos.
Even the quote shittier POIs on Oasis aren't even terrible. Like, I still prefer like 90% of these locations over fucking Lazy Laps.
Fucking idiot.
Holy shit, this map is the definition of fleshed out. The rocks and terrain resembles Chapter 4, 5, and 6's terrain generation. The autumn biome, which by the way is extremely gorgeous, is like if Chapter 4 Season 1 cracked Chapter 5 and had a baby. It's even more obvious when you look at red greens. Wow, you guys really couldn't think of a better name, huh? And then realize, this is literally fencing fields. And despite flat POIs objectively being shittier for zero builds as a zero build player, I love the No Man's Land-esque gameplay. I don't know why, man. I just like weird shit. Places like Manager's Meals and Costly Condos gives off Eclipsed Estate vibes from Chapter 4 Season 4, which I'm extremely fond of. It's hella funny traversing through this forest, seeing nothing but rocks and green-ass trees, then to turn around and see a fucking pastel-ass building. It's really awesome to see restaurant locations throughout the game's history like Tomato Town, Butter Barn, and even the Greasy Grove restaurant. I unfortunately can't go into the restaurant because I'm banned from eating there.
Why'd he kick us out?
I'm still hungry!
Me too!
I only have a few small gripes. Being in the labyrinth puts you in a really shitty position since anyone who looks down there could just beam you given that you're kind of funneled into coming up the same way you came, and I already encountered that on my first game. Like, yeah, you can still exit by going through the underground portion, but it's infinitely faster to exit through the center. The buildings and square meals being hollowed out is probably a reference to the show, but it's like, why? Like, if I need to heal while I'm in a pinch, I'm just gonna get shot up from behind because my entire back is exposed. As cool as it is, these little objectives that grant better loot don't really fit in reload, in my honest opinion, for a couple of reasons. You drop into reload a frag out, and adding this kind of detracts from that. People are just gonna camp in these areas since reload is arguably the most campiest mode filled with third parties. I think this fits in BR more, like a little area on the map like the Mortal Kombat sections. I'm not ruling these ideas out, I'm just pointing out that the reload player base has a very transactional relationship with reload, and that's not a bad thing, but I think players just wanna kill each other instead of, okay guys, let's play red light, green light. Like, every match I've spent trying to do these games, literally no one cares. You're not only at risk from the cuddle bear bitch, but also from people who are behind you. Like, do you really expect someone to just give up a free target that's standing still?
What the fuck?
I know that I just took a watery, slimy shit all over aspects of this map, but I really enjoy it. The fact that it's above Venture and Oasis says something to me. Despite me not being the biggest fan of the Squid Game game sections, I appreciate that they're optional and aren't shoved down your throat. I appreciate the map for what it is in general, and it really feels like a big step up from most maps, and I'm all here for it. But why do they put the lever action shotgun in the trailer? Please don't scare me like that again. I never thought I'd say this, but Slurp Rush is my favorite reload map of all time, because holy shit, Booming Base, Stilt Town, and Fort Crumpet, these guys are the big three. When I first saw these on the map, I was like, what the fuck are these industry plant POIs? We could have had Misty Meadows, but we got this British ass Crumpet POI like Wallace and Gromit. Boomin' Base is a goddamn war zone almost every game and it never gets old. Genuine anarchy. It's hella funny how this little plane crash site essentially got turned into a giant ass military base. Fort Crumpet is charming to me. It isn't the best place for endgames, but I appreciate how it kind of stands apart from the other POIs when it comes to its layout. Now you might like all of these POIs, but you guys don't know shit about Stilt Town. Upon seeing this for the first time, I was like, are we in Vietnam? I think landing here off spawn can essentially qualify as a zero build creative practice map with different mantling opportunities. Steamy Stacks, an amazing POI from Chapter 2, makes a return, and you'd think that Steamy Stacks would be the central location, but it makes sense that Slurpee's the main POI because of the heavy attention to Slurp on this map. And with that, I genuinely think this map is the closest thing we'll have to a Siphon Remedy, because Reload as a concept and in practice is a very sweaty and intense mode. Motherfuckers will be on the prowl waiting patiently for a fight to be over, just to instantly third party. This is also more evident with Reload emphasizing movement items. With this in mind, you might think, how are you supposed to survive someone third partying you if you don't have any time to heal?
It's funny you should, see the George, they're onto us!
This map's overabundance of slurp barrels and slurp water seeping in the swamp soil marginally makes third parties less stressful, and that, to me, equips Slurp Rush with more utility than any other map that Reload has to offer. And this is coming from me, who's at best neutral when it comes to Chapter 2.
I love you.
Fuck off.
Now let's talk about the Squid Game map, or more specifically, Collapse taking over Reload. Now I've made my stance clear on Collapse seasons in the past. If the gameplay is good, then what are we doing? And that's how I still feel. This doesn't have to apply to the Squid Game Reload map, it could apply to any Collapse season in BR. But do I want more Collab Reload maps?
No,
not really. I would rather get a Chapter 3 or a Chapter 4 map. But would more Collab maps ruin Reload? I actually think if Epic sticks to their guns about making Reload exempt from stupid items and keeps the mode solely focused on weapons, then I actually don't think Reload would be affected at all. So with that all being said, where the fuck is my SpongeBob Reload map?